Mrs. Bhakti Vikas Swami's Vyas Puja Festival on February 1st of 2013 in Trivandrum. So, we would like to welcome everybody that has come to the fun. Narendra Maharaj mentioned that today is probably the most Vyas Puja day is probably the worst day of the year. So we should all work very hard tomorrow to give Bhakti Vikas Maharaj a lot of trouble. a lot of trouble in that sense, pain. Because Vyas Puja day is the most painful day of the year. Being that it is, this festival is more for you than it is for him, actually. So I wanted to show something on the board for the devotees to sing along. Unfortunately, it's too bright and it's not going to work. So I'll have to include it in my lecture. It's from Kalyan Kalpataru, Prarthana Dainyamai section. Kabhi Si Chaitanya Mori. A very nice bhajan by Bhaktivinod Thakur. It's in the section called Uchvas section. Bhaktivinod Thakur has mentioned ecstasy. In Prarthana Dainyamai section, prayers with exemplary humility. Kabe Sri Chaitanya More. Kodi bena dai, kabi amo paibo vaishnava pada chai. When will Lord Chaitanya be merciful to me? When will I attain the shade of the Vaishnava's lotus feet? Text 2. Kabi ame charibo e bishaya bimana. Kabi Vishnu Jani Ami Korubo Samana. When will I renounce my false pride and when will I honor the Vaishnavas? Basically, Vyas Puja Day means a day we honor the representative of Lord Krishna in our life. But honoring him actually means we take up the responsibility of removing his pain by giving shelter to local people. We are all recipients of the mercy of a Vaishnava. And unless a Vaishnava was merciful to us, then how can we become merciful to another Vaishnava, to another person? So that's the understanding. The understanding is that we have to remove Guru Maharaj's pain in his heart, coming in disciple succession from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he had one anxiety: how is he going to deliver other people? Therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was a transcendental gardener, tasting the nectar of the fruits of the love of Godhead and passing them out to as many people as possible. So we should distribute Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy through taking responsibility for other junior people. That Radhanath Maharaj is trying to do and like that. It's called the counselor system. Senior person are taking care of junior people. That's the idea. And the junior people are being mentioned to Guru Maharaj by the senior people. That's the idea. So, Shloka 3. Gala Bastra Kratanjali Vaishnava Nikate Tante Trina Kori Dandai Ibo Nishkapate. when with folded hands, a cloth around my neck, and a blade of grass between my teeth, will I sincerely offer my respects to the Vaishnavas. Kritanjali means with grateful palms. Basically, a Vaishnava changed your life, therefore you're not coming empty-handed. You give something in charity to show your gratefulness. You shouldn't go to the deity, the spiritual master, Tulsi Rani, like that, empty-handed. Always have something there. Some grains, something, some offering. Like this. A cloth around the neck. Galabhastra Kritanjali. Basically, Galabhastra meant that a person was a blank slate. We're ready for anything. We're ready for to be molded in any way that the Vaishnava desires. Dante Trina means that same thing. Dante Trina Dori, holding a blade of grass within the teeth. I've gone beyond any type of false ego that I'm very learned or whatever. I'm ready to be molded by, educated by the Vaishnavas. Kandiya kandiya janaibo dukha gram samsaram anala hoyate magibo bishram. When weeping and weeping, will I finally understand the material world is a place of sufferings? When will I beg relief from the blazing fire of birth and death? So, this is difficult. The problem is that we don't beg enough. Humility is the ornament of a Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi of substance. The problem with us is that our heart is like a stone and we don't beg enough. That's the problem. Shunya Amara Dukha Vaishnava Thakur Ama Lagi Krishna Abedi Bena Prachur. When hearing of my sufferings, will the Sesvi Vaishnavas take me to Lord Krishna and beg him on my behalf? Vaishnavera Abedane Krishna Dayamoy Eheno Pramara Prati Hoybe Sadoy. When hearing the Vaishnava's appeal, will kind Lord Krishna be merciful to the sinner? Basically, it is because Guru Maharaj grabbed us and offered us to Krishna, and therefore Krishna is responsible. We have no qualification on our own. We were taken by a Vaishnava very kindly, and that Vaishnava offered us to Krishna. And because of that, Krishna is responsible for us. That is the idea. No one is able to approach Krishna or join Krishna's pastimes by themselves. It's only because Vaishnavas took us and offered us to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is responsible. So we're nothing but the Kripa Patra, the compassionate container of mercy of a Vaishnava. That's the idea. Binodera Nibidane Vaishnava Charane Kripa Koro Sangi Laha Eya Kinchunim. Bhaktivinod praises this appeal before the Vaishnava's feet. Please be merciful and accept this poor person in your company. So we should always be grateful that we have the association of the Vaishnavas. Without the Vaishnavas association, we would simply fall back down to what we did before we became a devotee. All of us are fallen. It is only a question of how much. We are not from very exalted background. Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, prays in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's basically in Hope Against Hope. That shloka is there. Na prema, I have no love of Godhead. Shabanadi Bhakti Raviva Yogo Tava Vaishnavo. And Shabanadi, and the process of devotional service headed by hearing and chanting, which the Vaishnavas are celebrated, is also lagging in me. Gyanam Ava, I don't have knowledge. Shubhakaram Ava, and I don't have any pious credits to my account. Kiyadiyo Sajjatara Pyastiva, and I'm not even born in a very good family. Hinartha, I don't have any benefits. Vikasadeke Pichamulas Sati, I don't have any pious credits or practices. Saddhana iti sadhana, our spiritual practices, our eternal wealth, which could qualify one. Hinartha pikasadike apitata pichyad yamula sati. Hey Gopi Janavalaba, O Lord of the, O Gopi Janavalaba, O you who are the enjoyer, the lover of the gopis. Nitayate ha ha mada saiva mam. I'm simply hoping against hope that somehow or other I can attain you. This hope is giving me great pain. This is Rupa Goswami's prayer in Asabandha. Hope against hope. That's the idea. So it is our hope that somehow or other we can get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. If the Vaishnavas will be merciful to us and offer us to Krishna, then Krishna will give us a glance and will take responsibility for us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Gitavali Namastaka section about the holy name, because this festival is dedicated to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, that in bhajan number 3, he says there, Krishna Adhishtan Sarva Jivi Jani Sada Kodabi Samana Sabe Adare Sarvada. Seeing that Krishna is present within the heart of every living entity, we should offer respects to all living people at all times. So, Krishna is within the heart of every living entity. This is why we're trying to preach and trying to encourage people while being respectful to them. You have to be very tactful when you present Krishna consciousness to other people from other backgrounds, other traditions, like that. Prabhupada mentioned it based upon what in Chaitanya Chandramrita, what our Acharya Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, stated there. Tante nitaya tinakam karayora nipatya kaku shatram itadaham pravimi. Hey sadhava, sakala vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutanu ragam. He is stating there that tante nitaya trinaya tante nitaya trinakam karayora nipatya. I am falling at your feet, and I'm saying, I'm taking a blade of grass in my mouth, and kaku shatram, I'm flattering you 100 times. Etaraham brivime, and I'm saying it again and again. Hey sarava, O saintly person. Whether they're saintly or not, we're saying it. Hey sarava, sakala vihaya durad, whatever you've learned, just throw it away. Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanu Ragam, and develop attachment for Lord Chaitanya Chandra. So basically that is our philosophy. We're trying to tell people to chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees, and make your life successful. At least as much as possible. First, it is very difficult in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy to develop taste for the holy name. Our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada wanted us to chant 16 rounds on japa on our beads. about 2 hours of commitment. His Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, following Lord Gauranga, wanted us to chant a lot more. 58 rounds to 64 rounds a day. That's a lot more commitment. It's a lot. It's not impossible in this iron age. It is very difficult, that's all. Sometimes if you don't have a lot of work to do, the Supreme Lord wants you to do it. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's no will, there's no way. We just have to become more determined. That's all. And saddana iti sadhana. Our spiritual practices is our eternal wealth. So we have to try and try and try again. We fail a lot due to our conditioning state. By the grace of Harinam Prabhu and the grace of the Vaishnavas, by the grace of Tulsi Rani, then maybe we can get around our fallen conditioned state and we can approach the association of devotees. So that is basically what is being alluded to in that bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One can study it in one's individual capacity. It is a very nice bhajan, really. If it was darker, then we would be able to show it. It is too light. We tried and we failed. But the essence of what a devotee has got to say should stick in the heart. The essence is that we should see how one's representative of Krishna has come and enlivened you. It's described in Bhakti Sandarbha, Anuchet 283 by Srila Jiva Goswami, that Diksha, initiation, consists of two words, Di and Ksha. Di means divine knowledge, and Ksha means Kshayate, which removes. Divya Gyana Dato Dadyada Kuryada Papa Se Sankshaya Tasma Dikshayati Sa Proktais Deshikais Tattva Kovidehi. So it says that those that are residents of the land that have seen the truth have understood that initiation, diksha, is a combination of two words, divine knowledge, which causes he or her to voluntarily give up their own tendencies for sinful activity. So it is the change of heart. Basically, it's long-term shiksha that is tangibly, concretely changed the heart over a long period of time. And that is formalized by the initiation ceremony, changing the name, putting three strands of neck beads on the neck. And if you have the counselors, the senior people that are helping you locally, they can help maintain you for years and years. It is easy to change the name. It is easy to give three strands of neck beads on the neck and change the name. Anybody can do that. But to keep them in Krishna consciousness for the rest of their life, that is more difficult. That takes a lot of commitment. One has to try to do that. So, on this day and tomorrow, we're going to have an opportunity to worship Maharaj, who is the representative of Lord Krishna for us, who has helped a lot of devotees in their life. So it is a chance. Now, anything we offer to Maharaj goes to Krishna, because the spiritual master never takes anything on his own. He offers it up to Krishna. Basically, Maharaj is very selfless. Anything that is offered, practically he gives it away. So if one gives a gift, one has to give a gift that he'll probably use. Otherwise, he gives it all away. to other people. We see that practically. My son Yasgaro also does the same thing. Whatever he gets, he doesn't need it. He gives it away. An intelligent disciple of his gave him a set of cloth, knowing that it's stitched exactly for him, so he'll use it. Of course, that's provided less people have the same physical characteristics. This means he can give it out to very less people. Because very few people have the exact same physical characteristics like that. Otherwise, no matter what you give him, he'll pass it out. There is a joke. When in doubt, give cash. Cash works. In God we trust, others pay cash. Is the joke. That in America, the dollar has got the symbol, in God we trust. So only God gets credit, everybody else pays cash. It's a funny joke, actually. So everything goes to Krishna. Guru Maharaj has got many publishing he does, and he also does other things that he distributes to other devotees. So in this way, one can help in so many different ways, can serve Guru Maharaj's mission in so many different ways. In this way, one can feel a part of the preaching mission, even if one is not actively preaching yourself. That's the idea. So all glories to Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, and all glories to all the nice festival and all the nice devotees that have come to take part in the festival. Hare Krishna.